and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And as you may well have heard us mention yesterday, we spent the day at Scotland's Beef Event in Moray at Garmouth. And amongst the visitors and speakers were Richard Lockhead and TV personality Adam Henson. He opened the event, which welcomed not only thousands of visitors, but also several busloads of schoolchildren.
Do you think we could make fuel to drive a car from some of the crops that we've talked about? Yes, you can. It's called ethanol.
Oh, it's great. Looking at cattle in the northeast of Scotland, that's what it's all about. It's a tremendous show of Simmental cattle here today. Really envious of some of the things we've seen and some great trade stands.
This, of course, the NBA's first major event in Scotland, and it is very fitting that my first major engagement since being reappointed is to join the cream of Scotland's agriculture sector.
It's an absolute delight. It's a pleasure to be here. I think that definitely Scotland does produce some, if not the best, beef in the world.
And after Adam Henson had opened the event, Richard Lockhead went on to tell us about the importance of Scottish agriculture to the economy.
Today's a fantastic advert for Scottish agriculture and, of course, in particular, our beef sector, which alone is worth about £500 million to the Scottish economy. And Scottish beef graces the best plates, the best restaurants throughout the whole of the Europe and beyond. So we're very proud of our beef sector. And that's why a national beef event like this is ideal, and it's very fitting to celebrate a fantastic food product from Scotland.
How do you feel about having this right on your doorstep?
I'm particularly proud, not only as Minister, but as local member of the Scottish Parliament here in Speyside, that we're having this national event right here on our own doorstep. And agriculture plays a huge role here in Speyside, of course, and throughout Moray and the north of Scotland, as it does to the whole of Scotland. And it's because of that huge economic role, and in terms of producing food for the nation, that the industry has to be protected in the forthcoming negotiations in the future of the Common Agricultural Policy. And the new SNP government, of course, is very determined to give Scotland a very loud voice in these negotiations. And we'll be saying to the UK government in London, it's very important that Scotland's voice is heard. And of course, I'm very well aware that I'm standing here as Farming Minister in Scotland thanks to the endorsement of our rural communities and our farming sectors in particular. And that's because we've worked very closely over the last few years, and we've taken this industry from strength to strength. And we recognise the importance of agriculture in rural communities and to the nation. So that's why over the next 5 years, I'm very much looking forward to getting stuck in working with the industry.
So that's the flavour of the beef event at Garmouth yesterday. And tomorrow we'll be speaking exclusively to Adam Henson about his views on farming in the north of Scotland. And that'll be right here on MFR Farming as usual, 6:40 and 12:40.